Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's the Monday edition of Fantasy Sports today, and we're broadcasting live in New York. We got plenty to get to here on the show, even though there is basically no live sports across the country in the United States. But this is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish, and we'll break it all down for you starting now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, Donald.
Lenny Melnick, the legend. You've come up with sayings in the past like a rookie is a rookie is a rookie.
Baseball is very much like a marriage, especially when your starting pitcher is on the mound. Fantasy baseball and marriage is very similar. It's all about expectations. And when your pitcher is on the mound, you expect more putouts. So it's really the same thing as marriage. More putouts.
If you can do a best plus a closer for a Scherzer, I would do it in a second. I think you need to go out and get a big-time starter if you're going to make up any ground with pitching, because pitching is such a mess.
To feel like baseball even matters in that moment, it's like, you know what, who cares about baseball? Who cares about fantasy sports? I need to talk to my wife. I need to talk to my parents. I need to call my sister. You know, that kind of stuff, because it just makes you wonder, you know, what happens? What is everybody going to do if this happens to me? You know, what if this happens to me tomorrow? Have I left the world in a better place than when I got here?
All right, that is the voice of Brad Ziegler. You heard the voice of Lenny Melnick and also Gray Albright, frequent guests of this show. Welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. It is our All-Star Game edition, basically, of the show. But the problem is the game's in Cleveland, and I'm in New York. But that's okay. Welcome in. Good to have you guys. And yes, we are broadcasting live from the Renaissance Hotel in New York City, and I will be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday live here on the show, along with my producer, Chris Bavona, here on FNTSY. And you may ask, why, Craig, are you not at the All-Star Game, and why are you in New York? Well, I'll break it down for you very simply. This is always a vacation week for me if I'm not at the game. And so a few years ago, I went to Cincinnati and then kind of decided after I had been to, that was my fourth All-Star Game, that the next one I'll go to will be close by. And so Atlanta is 2 years away from now, and so I'll go to that one. And so we decided last year, my family, to take the week off and go to New York. And that was a really good idea until I was happy enough to get this new gig. And then so we decided, okay, well, we can still take the vacation, but let's do the show also. So we will be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 12 to 2. Those of you who are in the New York City area or the tri-state area and you want to come visit here at the Renaissance, feel free. You can come on and have a good time and just hang out here, maybe have some lunch and talk some sports with me. Because let's be honest, over the next few days, we had a wild weekend, and I'll get to that. But over the next few days, we're talking about arguably the slowest time in sports. We have the Home Run Derby tonight. We have the All-Star Game tomorrow, and then, of course, it really gets desperate Wednesday and Thursday, and then I can't wait for Friday because we're right back at it. I'll be at a baseball game Friday night, and it'll be Marlins and Mets to open up the second half of the season, so I look forward to doing that as well. But, yeah, the weekend was fun. I would say that among some of the things that really piqued my interest were basically watching the women's team win the World Cup. I think that was cool. I watched the Futures game yesterday. And I think that throughout the week, even though there is no live sports, there's a lot to reflect on in terms of fantasy and reality as well. And so we'll do that throughout the show today. Just to give you an idea of how we're set up for today, and then I'll do tomorrow and Wednesday. Today's show coming up at 12:40 Eastern, Daniel Alvarez, who is in Cleveland covering the All-Star game, and I know him from South Florida. He was at the Futures game yesterday. So the future of fantasy played in that game. He's going to come on and give you five or six guys that he saw yesterday or that everyone is talking about that you should be owning in dynasty leagues and fantasy leagues. So Danny Alvarez from Cleveland joins us at 12:40. And then at 1:40 Eastern, Michael Waldo from Fantastics Fantasy Baseball will join us. We'll recap the first half of the season. On Tuesday, Lenny Melnick and Andrea Lamont will be my co-hosts here at the Renaissance Hotel in New York. And then on Wednesday, Brad Ziegler will be live from his house in the Midwest, and he'll do the show with me as well. So that's kind of how we're set up here on the show today. Mike Cardano, of course, I don't even know, Mike, your exact title here. Sports Grid?
Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
There it is. CBO?
Yeah.
CBO. What does that stand for, CBO?
I don't know. I'm whatever you want me to be. What do you want me to be?
You know, it's so good to see you. It's been so long.
How was your trip?
It was good. It was good. You brought rain. Yeah, yesterday we got it in the afternoon, and immediately I came with my family. So my wife, I'm from Brooklyn too, but my wife is from Brooklyn. So we immediately went there to see all the places, showed my kids all the places that they had never seen before.
You caused havoc. Yeah.
Coney Island, some adventure park or something like that. It was family time here.
So there's two things I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
The first thing is with this home run derby. So how did Vladimir Guerrero Jr. get in? He has 8 more home runs than you.
Yeah, they want that to be more of a celebration of the guys in the game as opposed to the home runs. They've made that clear.
Well, what about Franmir Reyes?
He could be in there also.
Or Gallo.
But a lot more popularity watching Vlad Jr. on TV than Gallo. Is Gallo going to get you to turn the TV on, or is Vlad Jr.?
Well, Gallo hits moonshots.
Yeah, but
how about Chris Davis? Who's hit more home runs than Chris Davis?
Oh, in Oakland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could be in there, too. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. may get you to turn your TV on.
That's the reason.
That's it. The guys you just mentioned are all better home run hitters than Vlad. It's not even close. That's part of the conversation. And having been at these things for many times, it is just, it's all about the Derby and not about the All-Star game anymore. Tomorrow will be, unfortunately, ratings-wise, tonight will crush tomorrow. And in attendance-wise, too.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to hijack the show. I have one more question. It's an important question. So when we come back?
Okay.
Let's get it.
All right, so here's the show, folks. We're live at the Renaissance Hotel in New York. This is also the home for the FNTSY Studios. So those of you who are in the area, you can come by and visit. You can also dial up the show, of course, at any time, 844-843-6879. Coming up, we'll do some three up, three down. We'll save that, Chris, for a little bit later on in the show after Mike goes to lunch or does whatever he's doing, has his meetings, whatever he does today. So we'll do that coming up in about 15 minutes. But up next, the CBO of Sports Grid, Mike Cardano, is going to break down all the new programming and the new hours for some of the things that we're doing here at FNTSY and Fantasy Sports Network right after this. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports as you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account. Claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today live from the Renaissance Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. I am Craig Mish, and for the next hour and 50 minutes, we are broadcasting live. Last time I was here in this building, it was called Rock and Riley, as I recall, and we had our Tout Wars here, the all different versions, AL, NL, and Mixed League Tout Wars. And so,
how did that work out for you?
That year, I don't know. I don't remember how I did. I haven't won so ever. So that does make sense. But as I recall it, it was the NCAA, the Madison Square Garden's right here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it was the NCAA tournament weekend, and the Tout Wars decided it'd be a great idea to have it here across the street. So naturally, we had it right before the games began, and no one could hear anybody's bidding or anything. And they kept asking to turn the volume up on the speaker, and then the restaurant came and said, could you turn the volume down on the speaker? No one wants to hear your silly Tout Wars. They were watching the NCAA tournament. I left the Tout Wars Sunday after my NFL draft, went to Madison Square Garden, and watched Florida play, because I went to University of Florida, I watched Florida play South Carolina. The voice that you're hearing alongside me right now is Mike Cardano, the CBO of Sports Grid. And has been kind enough to sit in with me here for a few minutes, and also kind enough to help me out here in this transitional process for me doing that. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
You're an easy person to help.
Well, thank you very much.
So I have a question for
you. Sure.
So you're in a position that you break news.
That's true.
So I've never broken any news.
Okay.
I've broken a finger and a pinky.
Okay.
But you know, part of the problem of where people, at least on my Twitter feed, mm-hmm. were furious this past week with the NBA.
Yes, the NBA
was the news flow that was coming out, and everybody trying to break news.
That's
I can
true.
Remember, mm-hmm. It might have been 2 years ago, I think it was Adam Schefter, that somebody wasn't going to play. There was a 75% chance that somebody wasn't going to play, and that person scored 4 touchdowns. You know, he didn't say there was a 25%
chance. I think I know what you're talking about, and I don't remember.
That
yes.
he was going to score 4 touchdowns, right? But everybody's so
yeah.
eager to be the one breaking news.
Yeah.
And you may have seen a sarcastic tweet from me a week or two ago, and I said, first reported by me.
Yes, I did see that.
So let me ask you a question. The listener or the consumer, the Twitter follower, they just need to get the news correct. What is the rush? Like, does it really make a difference to the person that consumes the news? Who was the one that first reported the news? I mean, because even like you could just wait until you see the person in that uniform and you'll find out then. You're going to find out. What is the rush to say, I got it and I reported it first, as opposed to making 100% certain
mm-hmm. yeah.
that it's correct from
it's,
your
it's a great question. Let me kind of break it down for you, because we live in the world where where I can explain it to you that you would understand.
This was not a thing before Twitter and
it
stuff.
It was not. It is very similar to our experts in fantasy. It's very similar to that. Everybody always wants to feel like they're right and basically plant a flag saying, I said this first before anybody else. But the problem is that nobody cares and nobody ever remembers anymore who had it first except for our little circle in the industry.
Agreed.
Our little circle in the industry will be able to say, hey, I remember. Wasn't it Greg Sussman who said X, Y, Z about this player? We may remember that. Wasn't it this person? But the general public is more interested in failure. So therefore, at least from my perspective, what I think came out of the whole NBA was this past week was obviously Woj getting all the things right, and he's the one breaking all the stories. He's getting paid to do it from ESPN. That's part of his job. But I think what we will remember most was Chris Broussard and all of the other talking heads getting it all wrong. And I think that's the dynamic that has changed significantly on Twitter, where people want to see other people fail. Old Takes Exposed is putting out all of the things that people have gotten wrong. And so I think from a fantasy perspective, even still, these people who are making their claims, it is very rare for any person who is not self-deprecating, I am, to come out and say, I was so wrong, I got it wrong, I got it all wrong. As a newsbreaker myself, I like to be the one to get it right, but I am not in Major League Baseball going to ever throw anything out there that I'm not 100%
sure. Now, I do notice that if you retweet something or if you pass on some news that somebody else broke, you will mention, as reported by so-and-so.
I will always do that.
And I'm sure you would expect that another professional would do the same thing with yours.
They do not.
Well, you would like that.
but they do not.
Is that... A thing is that supposed to be a common courtesy in your profession to do that? Because if I see you reported something, I'm just going to say, hey, someone's always traded. I'm not going to say as reported by. I don't care.
It's an industry thing. Again, another industry thing. I used to, when I started breaking news, I used to get bent out of shape about people not giving me credit. But the only reason, Mike, why I got bent out of shape, because it was rare. I didn't really break a lot of news. So here I am. If I'm going to break something, I want the credit for it. But what happened was, and I think the game changer for me, and I think that most people in the industry remember me for this, was when Stanton was traded 2 years ago. That's when, as a newsbreaker in the industry, I went from, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 2, to like a 6 or 7 at that point. And I think that nationally recognized people said, oh, this guy must really know. How in the world did he know all four teams that Giancarlo Stanton agreed to go to? Like, how did he get that? And then things just kind of progressed from there, and I started to get full credit at that point from, I think, most of the industry and the insiders. But even to this day, Mike, in my local market, some of the reporters locally here, and if they're listening now, I'm sorry, but this is true, they will not acknowledge when I say, hey, this guy is going to get called up.
Yeah.
There's just no acknowledgement until the Marlins announce that the guy's going to get called up. So it didn't happen until the team says it's official. Yeah. But meanwhile, they could do the same thing.
That's true.
It's just the ability to hustle.
I started to follow you intimately when the Marlins pitcher died.
Jose Fernandez, yeah.
For information. Yeah. You were pretty good at coming information flow.
But right.
Well, anyway, I think you do an incredible job.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I'm very happy you're here.
Well, thank you for that.
Working for me.
Thank you for that, and I appreciate that. Can you basically, in the last couple of minutes we're here, outline the... I know that as of right now, there's a little bit of a new schedule at FNTSY and Fantasy Sports Network. Can you, for people who are listening, also on demand, I get asked this question a lot, outline the new structure? Because I know I'm living in this little bubble of the same 2 hours. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so right now we're nesting both sports gambling programming and fantasy programming on one network. At some point, the overall plan is likely to split that. But if you're listening to this network, you'll probably find about 80% sports wagering and 20% fantasy. Sports wagering is where all the growth is.
Sure.
It's a lot simpler. It's easier. Fantasy football will always be there. The market for fantasy baseball and some of the other sports fantasy-wise, it's just not for the masses. There is a niche. It's important.
We do want to cater to it. We want to make sure we have shows on just like yours.
Right.
And they will remain. So right now we're programming starting today from 6 a.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And there's some repeat programming between midnight and 6 a.m. We do a lot of in-game wagering and stuff like that. And programming will change a little bit as football, college football, and football come. Kind of with the sports wagering, and you know about fantasy football.
Sure.
It kind of just changes all
things. Are you allowed to talk yet about the Meadowlands and everything going on there yet?
Yes.
I'm most interested in that just because, for me, being able in this country to do live shows from where people are betting is something that has never been done.
Yeah, so we opened up a studio at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. And sometime in early August, we'll be programming from there, as well as Studio 34 here in New York. So we'll have two studios.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Mike, thank you so much. Thank you for everything thus far. It's been a nice and easy transition for me. And I did create a segment for you, The Fantasy Godfather. I'm waiting to break that thing out.
Friday, stay
there
tuned.
There it is for Friday. Mike Cardano, CBO of Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish. We'll take a quick time out. Coming up next, we'll do a little three up, three down. Chris Bavona will join us for that segment. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Morning line. 26 goals, 4 shutouts, and only allowed 3 total goals. That, of course, is better than what Norway did in 1995. The U.S. Surpassed that by 3, and of course, they never trailed in any of their 7 World Cup matches, which is why the U.S. women's team may be one of the most profitable bets over the last month that bettors enjoyed.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up,
three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, time for a little three up, three down here live from New York at the Renaissance Hotel. Had my first chance to visit the Pit of Misery. Wow. They were not lying about that. That is for sure. Craig Mish here with you until 2 o'clock here on the East. Let's get started with some three up, three down. And Chris Pavone is going to participate in this one. So everybody else shut up. If you're in the room, shut up.
Craig, on behalf of everybody here in Pitt and everybody here in New York City, let me give you the perfect New York City welcome. How the frig are you?
Oh, doing well, Chris. Doing well. Great to be here with you. I'll get into yesterday, but before we do that, let's do sports here. Three up, three down.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll start off with the weekend. Kawhi Leonard chooses the Clippers, and basically everybody's wrong, right? Like that's the fun part of this. As we were just talking to Mike about that, you know, I really can't imagine anything being more fun than basically the world getting something wrong. Indeed, that definitely was the case. So I'll start off with that and the great job by Freezing Cold Takes, Old Takes Exposed, posting all those videos. So that's my first one, Chris. How about you?
So I hope you don't mind. I'm going to piggyback off you and say that I do absolutely love Kawhi going to the Clippers. It's pretty much like his hometown team. And you know what? I also love the heist of Paul George. I love that Oklahoma City basically took everything from the Clippers to get Paul George. But what I love more than anything about this is that it stamps the fact that nobody wants to play with LeBron James. No one wants to go play for the Lakers. It makes me so happy to see such a selfish douche like LeBron lose out on a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Screw the Lakers.
It'll be a fun NBA season. This is the first NBA season in probably 5 years that may actually have somewhat of a competitive regular season. Like, you're interested in seeing the storylines and what happens. I don't think that we really have been the last few years. We just expected the Warriors to win, and they've won, what, 80% of these? So,
yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's up in the air now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has a clue. U.S. women's team wins the World Cup, and that was really cool driving around yesterday, seeing Madison Square Garden lit up red, white, and blue. So definitely want to give a shout-out to them. And naturally, we turn our attention to, if the women are winning, why aren't the men? And, of course, that's going to, you know, in 4 years be the next conversation, or 2 years be the next conversation. And certainly it should be. If we're succeeding at that level and the women are getting it done, the men should at least be more competitive, I would think. And they have not been. So that's my second up. What do you got, Chris, for yours?
We were talking about that. That sounds more like a down, talking about the men.
It's true, man. I'm in New York. I'm a downer now.
I'm going to talk about the men in my down, but I got to go to my up here, and this is kind of a surprising one. Daniel Jones. I've been reading a lot about what some of the guys are saying, some guys in Giants camp are saying. I may be one of many Giants fans who's skeptical about their draft pick this year. Kind of understandable. But the story's coming out of camp so far that he's picking up the playbook quickly. He's making smart plays. He's got a quick delivery. He's got quick feet. I'm not saying this guy's going to be an immediate savior. I don't even think the Giants are going to make the playoffs. But I like what I'm seeing, and I like what I'm hearing from Daniel Jones and his teammates so far at the Giants camp. I really like it.
All right, some football love there. Yeah,
listen, we got to get ready.
We're going to have to start getting there, I know. Well, I'm not there yet. Give me till the trade deadline at least, Chris, please. Let me get through July. Okay, back to baseball here for my final one. The Indians beat the Reds 11-1 on the last day. Why is this interesting? In general, the last day before the All-Star break is a dud in Major League Baseball. Teams just want to get out of there. They want to get to their vacations. They want to go home. Nobody scores runs. But yesterday, Cleveland put an 11 spot on Cincinnati, so good job by them. Let me give them credit. Greg Allen, by the way, who they called up, maybe he's a key to them. They need some offense in that second half. He had a home run. He also hit a triple. He had four hits. So I'll close out my three up, three down with Greg Allen and the Indians putting an 11 spot up yesterday. How about you?
Yeah, meanwhile, the Yankees can't even get three. They get what? Four runs in 18 innings?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go there because I'm not even putting it on my down because there's still 6.5 up on Tampa Bay. What I did like, though, I've only watched the first three episodes of season three of Stranger Things. But so far, it's awesome. It's exactly what we said. We thought, going to be better than the second season, not as good as the first season. Still awesome. And I'm a little bit of a spoiler alert, my brother and I talked about. I love the invasion of the body snatchers.
Yeah, I would say this. I watched the whole thing. July 4th, I didn't watch any, so I watched I watched mostly the 5th and the 6th. I didn't have a chance to watch any of it yesterday, so I wrapped it up Saturday night. I would say that it's the best thing that I've watched on Netflix in a long time. It was great.
So happy.
Yeah, it was great.
That makes me so great.
It was. I mean, second season wasn't a downer because you just knew that it couldn't live up to how good the first season was. But this season was every bit as good as the first season. It was as good as anything that I've seen, honestly, on Netflix in a long time. Like I think that the Game of Thrones last season was not really good, but that one episode, the fight,
yep.
The Winterfell fight, whatever it was, that one probably goes above this just because that episode was so epic. But the season in general of this was fantastic.
I'm not going to get into Game of Thrones because I got too many people around here who love that show.
Okay.
I don't want to give my take.
Okay. All right. We'll do that at another time. Okay. Three down. Jake Mariznick slams into Jonathan Lucroy at home plate. Of course, Lucroy now could be out for an extended period of time. He was out completely, so obviously that's a concussion, and he's going to be out. Mariznick, I thought, did a nice job apologizing on social media for that yesterday, but in the heat of the moment, those things are going to happen, and now we're seeing Yadier Molina get upset about Lucroy being out. Of course, when Molina says something, you're talking about the pinnacle of being a catcher in the big leagues, but then Alex Bregman is now defending, of course, his teammate and Jake Mariznick. I know Jake Mariznick is very nice. He used to play with the Marlins. I would not think that he wanted to cause harm to anybody, but, man, that was a bad look yesterday for sure at home plate. So I'll start off with that one. Chris, how about you?
Okay, so actually we got to piggyback now with Strange Things because remember I told you I was going to go check out
Strange Things.
It sucked. I mean, like, all it was they just took a bunch of posters, like promotional posters of Stranger Things, and they just kind of plastered it up on certain areas of Lunar Park in Coney Island, and there was nothing. Like, I guess, like, you could get in the bumper cars, and they had, like, the poster of all the kids from Stranger Things, and I was just like, it was stupid. I mean, the one thing that really pissed me off more than anything, they were supposed to have Scoops Ahoy be there, but I asked one of the women working there, and they're like, oh, they never showed up.
Bummer. Yeah, I was in that area yesterday, actually, but I didn't even know that was going on.
Frank Stample behind me, he enjoyed it, but it's also because he enjoys Coney Island.
Okay, yeah, I was in Brooklyn yesterday. Adventureland or something I was at, right off Bell Parkway? No.
Yeah.
Okay, Orioles, part of three down. Orioles finished the first half, guys, 27-62. Wow, let's put that in perspective. 35 games under 500 at the break. That means their pace is for less than 60 again, probably in the 50s range. And look, the Orioles are doing things the right way. They're investing money internationally, and they're developing their young guys. That's a proud franchise that's having a really rough time right now. 27 up, 62 down, and 3 up, 3 down. That's my second one.
I like that ending. My second one, it's about the women's soccer team, and they deserve to say and speak and be paid equally to the men who, let's face it, they suck. But I just don't see it happening right now. Really, it's really a matter of the revenue that the men make outside of the national circuit. You've got the English Premier League, MLS. The women, they just don't compete on that level yet. And also the rest of the world's women's soccer programs, they're still playing catch-up to Team USA. So one day they will, and they keep proving that women's pro soccer can be a strong revenue stream. But for right now, not the case.
Yeah. Look, I think that the bottom line is that the U.S. shouldn't be behind in virtually any sport, and that's really where it starts and ends for me. Okay, my final one, this bottle cap challenge. What in the world is going on with this? Like, this is the most viral video thing we got. This is the best we can do. And Mariah Carey, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, she decided to do the bottle cap challenge, but instead of kicking the bottle cap, she just yelled real loud. And somebody, like, pulled the bottle cap off. It was real funny. Like, I get the ice bucket challenge. Like, that made some sense. It's for charity and all this. But I'm over this bottle cap thing. And I'm definitely not kicking a bottle cap over. I'm just not into it. Now my kids are doing it, too. Anyway, that's my third one, Chris. You want to close it out here?
Yeah, and I had trouble finding one, so I'm just going with this. After 5 straight nights of 8 great hours of sleep.
Oh.
Last night, I got
a little bit more, or maybe a little bit less than 3 hours of sleep. And that just makes me mad because I really could not think of a good third down. Other than that, I was gonna pick like the whole thing with the earthquakes in California. But the good thing is that like nobody got killed, nobody got hurt, and I don't find Mother Nature to be a down. That's just Mother Nature, man. You don't mess with that. But you mess with my sleep circuits, and that made me feel.
Yeah, well, sorry, man. I mean, you had a good run.
I did. Yeah. I am going away on vacation in 2 weeks, so.
There you go. That's right. You have your honeymoon coming up. Yeah. Okay. So, and yeah, you got a few days off, and sorry, man. Yeah, it's just part of the.
No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
That's part of the business, man. All right, that's three up, three down for today. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Daniel Alvarez, who works for a publication called El Extra Base, and also on my own website, Swings and Mishes, does a Spanish version of a Marlins podcast. But why are we joining him next? Well, he's in Cleveland, Ohio, and he covered the Futures game yesterday. He'll cover the Home Run Derby tonight and the All-Star game tomorrow, so we thought we would check in with him and get a full view as to what is happening All-Star Week in Cleveland. So, with that being said, we'll take a quick timeout live here from the Renaissance Hotel in New York and be joined by Daniel Alvarez in Cleveland next as he tells us who did what in the Futures game yesterday. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today, and we'll be right back with more in just a couple of minutes.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you live from New York City at the Renaissance Hotel. Let's go out to Cleveland, though, and check in with Daniel Alvarez, who's covering the All-Star Game for L Extra Base. Also, of course, does work on my website, swingsandmishes.com. Does the Spanish language broadcast on that. Also works for Global Sports on VDM Radio. Danny, thank you for spending a few minutes with me. How are you?
I'm good, Craig. Thanks to you, too, for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I know there's a press conference about to start here, so I won't keep you too long here. I think it's about to happen here.
Starting right now, and Justin Verlander and Hyunjin Ryu will be the starters for
So there you go. Hyunjin Ryu, Verlander are the starters for the AL, the NL. The rest is irrelevant, so you can talk to me. Okay, so let's go, Danny, and talk about the Futures game yesterday. You've covered many of these through the years. And, of course, our focus is always seems to be on Miami because we cover the Marlins. But talk to me about who was impressive yesterday. And I think my listeners are probably really going to be interested in who you think most people were talking about in that game.
Yeah, I mean, when you have plenty of talent like you had last night, I mean, it's not it's so difficult to choose one. But I was looking so much on Mackenzie Gore, Craig, the guy from the from the Padres. I mean, I think he's one of the best left-handed pitching prospects in the game, and what he showed last night was just amazing. Also, Ian Anderson from the Braves. I know we have talked a lot about him, especially in the offseason, because I mean, you wanted him for the Marlins in the JT Real Muto trade. We all wanted him, but you know, that didn't happen. So I was looking forward to see them, and of course, talking about the Marlins. Sixto Sanchez looked very good, very sharp, fastball touch in 98, 99, 100. His breaking ball also looked very good, and also his Ethan Diaz defensively was pretty amazing.
We're talking to Daniel Alvarez. He's in Cleveland covering the All-Star game. He was at the Futures game yesterday. You mentioned Mackenzie Gore, and I believe, Danny, there was another pitcher on the Padres who pitched yesterday, Petrino, who is being talked about a lot. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind speaking about him a little bit, because I only knew his name and didn't really know much about him, but from everybody who watched the game yesterday, it looks like San Diego just has a ton of guys getting ready to come up that are going to affect baseball pretty soon.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, right now they have a pretty young and talented rotation, and Luis Patiño, the guy from Colombia, you know, it was very, very special to see them. He was very excited to be there. He didn't expect to be attending to the Futures game, and I talked to him. He was pretty excited. He's very confident that he's going to be very soon in the major league rotation. I talked to Dennis Martinez about him. He was impressed with the job Patiño did. He told me that it was so hard for him to choose the pitchers because they were all very good, and he had too much talent there. And for sure, the Padres are doing an amazing job, you know, in the minors to develop these guys. I was expecting to see Anderson Espinosa. We know he was not in the All-Star, in the Futures game roster, but he's also part of that young pitching depth that the Padres have in the minors.
We're talking to Daniel Alvarez. You can follow him on Twitter at DannyAlvarez_16, and also does a great publication in Venezuela, in the United States, and has been covering baseball for a long period of time. Danny, let's kind of move on to some of the offensive players yesterday that you saw. And I think this probably, unfortunately, has to be more of a question of batting practice, Danny, who you may have seen there, because there weren't really a lot of runs scored as the game ended in a 2-2 tie. So was there any buzz about any certain player offensively? I know, obviously, the names, but, you know, from guys taking batting practice or maybe succeeding in a way that you heard some people talking about them.
Yeah, I was very excited to see Christian Pache, the one from the Braves, Joey Bart from the Giants, Joe Adell did an amazing job too, you know, running the bases. He surprised everyone, you know, almost trying to steal the home, but offensively he looked very good too. Not at the game, but in batting practice. People was also impressed, Craig, with Diaz and his power, his opposite field power. Mm-hmm. He showed that yesterday on batting practice, and people was talking about it because we all know that he has almost the very same swing that Robinson Cano has, but with more power, though. So he really impressed a lot of people yesterday. I mean, we saw Royce Lewis also as well yesterday, and I mean, what we saw yesterday, Craig was unbelievable talent-wise. Of course, the game didn't say that too much,
right?
You know, offensively, but you know that there's a lot of young talent coming up in the near future.
Sure, Danny. Let's move on to tonight and to tomorrow, and I believe you'll cover both, right? The home run derby, okay, and the All-Star game. So, look, you know, Yelich is not in the home run derby, and that's not going to take away too much of it once it actually starts tonight. I don't think that's a huge deal because you have enough players playing in it. What do you think tonight for the home run derby? I know that it's been, at least for me, talked about how much more exciting home run derby is than the actual All-Star game. We saw that for many years, and I think in Miami it really emphasized it. In fact, the actual game in Miami didn't even have a full stadium, but the home run derby did. So what are your feelings on the home run derby versus the All-Star game, and what will we expect tonight?
I think that because of how dynamic the home run derby format is right now, I mean, the one that they established in 2015, you know, that elimination, the bracket that they did in 2015, I think that's the better way to do it, the best way to do it. And that's pretty exciting. I mean, we saw the duel 2015 with Frazier against Peterson, Stanton against Trumbo, and Frazier again 2016. We saw Judge, we saw Gary, we saw Stanton again 2017, last year with Harper. And this year it's not going to be different. I mean, we have, even though we're not going to have Yelly, we're going to have a lot of talent. I mean, Alonso, you know how hard he can hit the ball. Also, Josh Bell. Acuña has an amazing swing. Vladdy Guerrero Jr., I mean, when the ball jumps off his bat when he swings. So, I mean, people is pretty excited about it. You know, in El Extra Base, you know, the comments from our followers and our readers, they tell us, like, hey, yeah, but there's no big names there. I mean, like, I know there are not too many big names, but you have too many talent and too many guys with power. So you're going to see a great show, of course. And yeah, because of the dynamic, I think that, of course, the home run derby is more interesting than the actual game. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Okay, so last question for Daniel Alvarez. You can follow him on Twitter, @DannyAlvarez_16. For those of you who don't follow him, you should, because he was the one who broke the news last year of Ronald Acuña Jr. being called up to the major leagues. We're all waiting for that, and Danny was the first to have that. So that being said, let's put on the prediction hat here for a minute, Danny. Because you broke the Acuña story, are you going to say that Acuña is going to win the home run derby tonight? And if it's not him, who is it going to be?
I don't think Ronald will be the winner. I love to see him in the final against Vladdy Jr. And I really have Pete Alonso to win the home run derby tonight. I'm crushing the ball. Ball's flying here. In Cleveland. I mean, batting practice yesterday was amazing. The high school home run derby was amazing too. So I think Pete Alonso has a pretty good chance, and I think maybe he can face Vladdy Jr. in the final.
Okay. Well, we'll see. By the way, any idea on the All-Star game who wins? I don't know that it matters, right? It doesn't make any difference. It would just be guessing.
It doesn't make any difference, but I think the NL has some very good pitching. AL too, but NL I think is better. You know, with their pitching, and maybe they can win tomorrow.
Yeah, DeGrom and Scherzer, right? Yeah, that's tough to beat. Okay, Danny.
Yeah, DeGrom, Scherzer's not going to pitch, but he pitched on Saturday.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to be available at all. But yeah, I mean, anyway, they have too much talent. They have Sandy. Sandy's going to be pitching tomorrow.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Well, listen, Danny, you know how it works, Danny, with Scherzer. He's not available, and then he throws five innings in the All-Star game. You know, like that's who.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's who he is. Well, listen, enjoy the fun. Have fun there, and I'll see you hopefully over the weekend when the Marlins come back to Miami to face the Mets. Thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Daniel Alvarez with us. He's in Cleveland covering the All-Star game and discussing the futures game, discussing the home run derby. I'll talk about that a little bit more and as we go here. I don't think it's a huge deal that Yelich isn't in the game. I think we'd like the derby, excuse me. I think we'd like to see him in it, and we'd like to see Judge again, and we'd love to see Mike Trout, who they ask all the time. Harper did get his shot last year. He was in it. Didn't even make the All-Star team this year. But I think that the dynamic of the competition in this case does outshine the event. So it's not as troublesome to not have some of your big stars in it because of how much fun it is to watch these guys hit. If you remember a few years ago, Todd Frazier and Jock Peterson going head-to-head and all those home runs were hit and Frazier did it in front of his home crowd. I don't think that it's that big a deal. Now, in Miami, you had Stanton, and he didn't do very well. Justin Bour was in it also. The story always kind of gravitates back to the hometown guy that ends up being in the deal. And so this year, it's Carlos Santana. But for me, I'll watch it. It's a different year for me every year, depending on where I'm at, if I'm on vacation somewhere or if I'm actually at the game. What I've done over the last few years is now that the All-Star game doesn't count for anything anymore, I'll usually watch, like I was when I was a kid, I'll watch the introductions, I'll watch the first couple of innings, and then, of course, I'm interested to see what the Marlins player does because I cover the Marlins. But beyond that eighth inning, there's just, like, no shot of me of watching that. Home Run Derby, I'll probably stick through the end. In fact, I recall some of my best memories are being here during that time in New York. I saw at the old Yankee Stadium, they closed down Yankee Stadium with the All-Star game there, and they brought back all of the old people, right? They brought back, in the history of the game, they brought back every great player. I was sitting right behind home plate. And then Josh Hamilton had the performance of a lifetime, I thought, in that Home Run Derby. And that was 2000 and... I don't remember when that was. 2008, thank you for that. Appreciate that. So I was there. I went to the All-Star game, and I went to the Home Run Derby. And then in 2013, I came back to New York, and I saw the one at Citi Field when Yoenis Cespedes won the Home Run Derby. In fact, I think Cespedes won back-to-back years, if I'm not mistaken. And I was sitting in left field for that. I was actually in the outfield for Home Run Derby and then in the press box for the actual game. So I've had both All-Star game experiences here in New York. I don't know when the next one's going to be. My guess is probably the new Yankee Stadium will host the next one. But they've already scheduled a few in advance, and I don't think there's any availability for like 4 or 5 years. I think that's kind of where we're at. I think it's Cleveland this year. I'm not sure where it is next year, but Atlanta's my next target. And that'll be the next one that I go to. Traveling all the way across the country is never easy. And for a game as meaningless as the All-Star game, I really have to, like, pick my spots of things that I cover. What I enjoy are those workout days and talking to these guys about everything else other than baseball. They seem to really enjoy that during All-Star game weekend. All right, so we'll take a quick time out here, and when we come back, we'll play What You Missed in the first hour of the show, and then we'll come back for the second hour. We're live at the Renaissance Hotel in New York City, which is also the home of FNTSY Studios, and we'll be here all week long. So just in case you missed today's show, you're listening on demand, you want to come by and say hello Tuesday or Wednesday, feel free to do it. And then on Thursday, we'll have a day off. We'll do a best of, and then Friday, we'll preview the second half of the baseball season. Also on this show a little bit later, we'll talk about some of the potential fantasy baseball all-stars in 2019. We'll do that next here on FNTSY. And I'll be back for hour number two in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away. Craig Mish with you here live. This is Fantasy Sports Today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGreenRoom.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed.
With this home run derby. So, how did Vladimir Guerrero Jr. get in? He has 8 more home runs than you.
Yeah, they just basically, they want that to be more of a celebration of the guys in the game as opposed to the home runs. They've made that clear.
Well, what about Franmir Reyes?
He could be in there also.
Or Gallo.
But a lot more popularity watching Vlad Jr. on TV than Gallo. Is Gallo going to get you to turn the TV on, or is Vlad Jr.?
Well, Gallo hits moonshots.
Yeah, but
how about Chris Davis? Who's hit more home runs than Chris Davis?
Oh, in Oakland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could be in there too. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. may get you to turn your TV on.
That's the reason.
That's it. The guys you just mentioned are all better home run hitters than Vlad. It's not even close. Not 100%.
Now, I do notice that if you retweet something or if you pass on some news that somebody else broke, you will mention, as reported by so-and-so.
I will always
do that. And I'm sure you would expect that another professional would do the same thing with yours.
They do not.
Well, you would like that,
but they do not.
Is that a thing? Is that supposed to be a common courtesy in your profession to do that? Because if I see you reported something, I'm just going to say, hey, someone's always traded. I'm not going to say as reported by. I don't care.
It's an industry thing. Again, another industry thing. I used to, when I started breaking news, I used to get bent out of shape about people not giving me credit. But the only reason, Mike, why I got bent out of shape, because it was rare. I didn't really break a lot of news. So here I am. If I'm going to break something, I want the credit for it. But what happened was, and I think the game changer for me, and I think that most people in the industry remember me for this, was when Stanton was traded 2 years ago. That's when, as a newsbreaker in the industry, I went from, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 2, to like a 6 or 7 at that point. And I think that nationally recognized people said, oh, this guy must really know. How in the world did he know all 4 teams that Giancarlo Stanton agreed to go to? Like, how did he get that? And then things just kind of progressed from there, and I started to get full credit at that point from, I think, most of the industry and the insiders. But even to this day, Mike, in my local market, some of the reporters locally here, and if they're listening now, I'm sorry, but this is true, they will not acknowledge when I say, hey, this guy is going to get called up.
Yeah.
There's just no acknowledgement until the Marlins announce that the guy's going to get called up. So it didn't happen until the team says it's official.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they could do the same thing.
That's true.
It's just the ability to hustle.
I started to follow you intimately when the Marlins pitcher died.
For information,
you were pretty good at coming information flow.
Right. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today.